From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Jackie Lydon. The masters of cello have learned how to wrench mournful, longing sounds from their instruments with the tug and stab of a bow across the four fat strings. But cellist Eric Friedlander has a different approach. Friedlander strums and plucks the strings instead of bowing them. Gone is the low rumble. It's replaced by a delicate, almost ethereal sound. Friedlander's new CD of mostly plucked cello is called Block Ice and Propane. He says these songs were inspired by the family road trips he took as a child with his father, the illustrious photographer Lee Friedlander, at the wheel. And Eric joins me now in NPR's performance studio 4A with his cello. Thanks very much for coming.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
This plucking a cello is nothing new in the world of classical music, but it's a seldom used technique. So how did it account for 90% of what we hear on this new CD?
I've always had a thing for pizzicato, for plucking the cello, and I began by doing it in a kind of jazz way, learning from jazz bass players. But then recently I've been thinking about my early guitar playing that I used to do before I picked up the cello, I picked up the cello in third grade, but before then I was a guitar player, and I learned all sorts of folk finger-picking techniques and things, and so I really wanted to bring that technique to the cello and see what would happen. What kind of music could I make? And gradually, as I got into it, I saw I was going in this direction that had kind of a roots feel and open strings ringing and buzzing around like a banjo or a folk guitar. And so that's where it started. And then I just, you know, kept working that, improvising on those ideas. And that's where this record began.
The cello is so associated with classical music, but these songs come across as folk music almost, and they are road songs, really. I mean, could these songs have been played on a regular six-string guitar?
Maybe. I think you'd lose some of the specialness of what the cello does bring, even though I think as a folk instrument, it's maybe not in the league of guitar, you know.
So you bring a lot, but what does it bring?
Well, it has that kind of, almost like an oud-like kind of dark atmosphere that it brings, and it adds a layer of a little bit of mystery and a little bit of plaintive kind of quality that I think the guitar can have, but doesn't have just naturally just ringing the strings, you know, playing the strings.
Let's hear one of your new songs. The first track on the CD is called King Rig.
King Rig, yeah. Thank you.
that makes me just want to go.
And, oh, great.
It's like the truck is a runaway. You almost hear the Doppler effect in there. You do, of the sound coming at you and then going away the way it does on the runway.
Oh, that's cool.
That's cellist Eric Friedlander here in NPR's Performance Studio with a new song called King Rig. And it's a very exciting road song. And a lot of songs in this new CD of yours were inspired by your family camping trips out on the road, which I guess your father, Lee, took with you all each summer.
Yeah, until I was about 17, we would go out on these trips of 2 months, 2.5 months long. And we traveled in a camper, a 66 Chevrolet pickup truck, and a camper shell on top of that. And, that was our home for 2 months. And I tell you, when I hear these songs back, I'm back in that camper. And it's really not so much specific places, but just the vibrating, the road going by, the white lines, that whole thing. And so,
now, I have to tell you that with me, these songs are, every bit of the pun intended, striking a particular chord because I got taken on family camping trips each summer.
You too, huh?
But with a trailer.
Oh, wow.
And I think you have a song on the CD, Airstream Envy.
Yes.
Well, we used to have a silver trailer, not the Airstream, but its rival, the Avion, which was very, very, very close.
Oh, the Avion. I don't remember those.
Well, they took off on the Airstream. Where did you go? Where did you go on these trips? I mean, your father was known for these gritty pictures of America, so I guess you were
right.
Going to get the images.
Well, actually, a lot of the trips were based around gigs. Then he would plot the trips going from one job to another, and that covered state parks, national parks, KOA campgrounds, which was a big popular one for my sister and I because they had pools and pinball machines.
Remember them very, very
yeah.
well. There's one really wonderful kind of classic American family pic here of your mom, your dad, you two kids, and of course, the dog.
Yes. They used to say, why don't you get a saddle and ride him? He's a big dog. Yeah, that picture is, it's the 70s fashions. They never go out of style.
Exactly. It's the hippie family. So when you came to do this album, did you start with the images or did you start with the music?
The music started first. And sometimes when you're practicing, these things float into your mind. And I started thinking about these trips. Mm-hmm. And I realized that it was a kind of American kind of music. And so much of my early experience with America was these trips.
Airstream Envy is one of the songs on this CD. And it's not plucked. You use the bow for this one. Could you tell me the story behind the creation of Airstream Envy?
Right. Well, my sister and I would ride above the cab of the pickup in the camper, which I'm sure is quite illegal now, probably.
I think so.
Like a lot of things. And so we would just watch the world go by. And also we started seeing that these sleek silver, they look like ammunition, Airstreams going by. They're just so beautiful. And we just couldn't imagine what life was like. They just seemed so much more luxurious than the life we were living in our camper with our block ice and our propane stove. And so this piece I call Airstream Envy. And I realized after listening to it, it doesn't really have that kind of green envy sound. It's more like the magnificence of what we kind of imagined life was like in the Airstream. Thank you.
Beautiful. You know, for me, that has a turn-of-the-century feeling to it.
Yeah, it has a little bit of that kind of bagpipey, droning thing kind of going on.
Cellist Eric Friedlander, he's our guest here in NPR's Performance Studio, and the song's called Airstream Envy.
Yeah.
As I mentioned, your father is the photographer Lee Friedlander, one of America's most extraordinary photographers, and really known for American subjects and recording artists for Columbia Records, like Ray Charles, Aretha Franklin, John Coltrane back in the 50s and 60s. Did these people have an influence on you musically?
Well, they were always around, kind of on recording. So my father installed a big stereo in the cab of the truck, which, you know, we didn't have air conditioning, so the windows were open the whole time, and just blasted music. I don't think it was any one specific thing. It was just more that music was around all the time. And neither of my parents are musicians, but the music was just always there.
But you did, you mentioned, pick up the cello in the third grade. And before that, the guitar. So
right.
What, you just did it, you know, naturally.
I guess so. That's a little vague to me exactly. For instance, why I picked the cello, I have no idea.
Was there a moment when you knew that you were going to be a musician?
I think it was pretty late on when I kind of found myself playing in a band of fantastic jazz players in New York City with Harvey Swartz and Randy Brecker, and I was in way over my head, but I was one of the few cellists who maybe was free or something. New York, I'm not sure, but I was in this situation, and it was just so extraordinary. I just felt like, oh, this is something I must continue to do, you know.
What do you think you share with your father's sense of taking the camera and going to new situations? I mean, is there something that when you think about music, are you in any sense using your art and instrument in the way that he used his?
I think the main thing is the idea of being very, and this is hackneyed, but it's true, in the moment, and being able to be open to what's happening at the moment and not try to pre-plan too many things. And that's what being a good improviser is about, is coming into a situation and just being very open to what's around you. And I think that's always what he does. He's never, he may plan, he wants to photograph something, but it's then in the moment just figure out how the frame is going to be filled.
What's he had to say about these road songs dedicated to those trips in Block, Ice, and Propane?
I think he gets a kick out of it, yeah. I think he gets a kick out of it.
Eric Friedlander, thanks a lot for being with us, for taking us on the road with you.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
Eric Friedlander's new CD is called Block, Ice, and Propane. It will be released on August 14th. Eric joined us here in NPR's Performance Studio 4A. Would you play another piece for us?
Sure. This is called Night White, and oftentimes when we would return home from these trips, we would get to kind of maybe Ohio or in that area, and then it was just haul butt home. And
home was just outside New York City.
Outside of New York City, yeah. And that meant driving into the night and pulling over at truck stops. And this was very unusual because my father's kind of a farm boy and works on those hours, early to rise, early to bed. And so driving into the night was kind of magical, especially since we were up in the top of the camper looking out over the whole panorama at night with the night driving and the lights and the highway and sometimes pulling over for rest stops for an hour's worth of sleep. And it was kind of magical. So this is Night White.
And if you'd like to see Eric Friedlander in action, visit our website for video of his techniques, npr.org. And that's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jackie Leiden.